الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Prophet Ibrahim. Imam al-Tahawi said, "We say in faith, belief and submission, certainly Allah chose Ibrahim, Abraham, for a Khalil, and spoke unto Musa, Moses." To say that a human is the son of God means that God is the parent of a human. Parents have bodies, and their children have bodies as well, resembling their parents. To say that a human is chosen by Allah to have a special high status among humans in no way says that the chosen human is similar to Allah in any way. We believe that Allah honored Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by choosing him as his Khalil. Among the meanings of Khalil is the one who is sincere in love. Hence, it does not mean that Prophet Ibrahim was more than an honorable prophet of Allah. Rather, it means that Allah granted him a high status. Similarly, Allah honored his messenger Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by speaking to him with his eternal kalam. This does not mean that Prophet Musa was more than an honorable prophet of Allah. Likewise, Prophet Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was an honorable prophet of Allah. His unusual conception does not make him God or the son of God. Calling Isa the son of God is in no way similar to calling, naming Ibrahim the Khalil of Allah. The son is a derivative of his parents. This denotes that the child is of the same type as the parent. However, the saying that A is the Khalil of B does not mean that the two parties, A and B, are the same type. Although Jibril is an angel and Muhammad is a human, Angel Jibril is called the Khalil of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Arabic, one may say, "My sword is my Khalil." Surely humans and swords are not of the same type. Then At-Tahawi spoke about the angels and said, "We believe in the angels, prophets, and books revealed to the messengers. We profess that they, the prophets and messengers, were on the path of undeniable truth. These matters are believed in, relying on the reporting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels are obedient creations of Allah, who are neither male nor female. They have different assignments. Some record the deeds of people, others protect people from the harm of jinn, and others help in taking the souls of the people out of their bodies. The prophets are men chosen by Allah to deliver the message of worshipping Allah without partners. Prophethood is not earned through increased acts of worship, but is a specific gift from Allah to whomever He willed. The prophets are protected from committing blasphemy, enormous sins, and small abject sins, before and after prophethood. Some prophets receive divine books. The four most famous are the Quran, received by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Injil by Prophet Isa, Jesus sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Torah by Prophet Musa, Moses sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Zabur by Prophet David sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we believe in all of that, and that these prophets came with the undeniable truth. At-Tahawi then said, "We call the people of our Qibla Muslims and believers, as long as they acknowledge what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for and believe without denial in all what he said and related." The explanation: the Kaaba in the holy mosque of Mecca is the Qibla. Muslims face the Qibla in their prayer. The Muslims are called the people of the Qibla. As long as a person still believes in the Islamic religion, he is a Muslim. If he denies or rejects what the Prophet ﷺ brought, then he becomes a blasphemer. He said, "We do not indulge in thinking about the self of Allah, and we do not dispute sinfully about the religion of Allah." This means, since Allah is unimaginable, one must not try to imagine the reality of Allah, because this will lead one to blasphemy. We are encouraged to ponder about the creations of Allah. This will help us to increase our glorification of their Creator. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is clear from non-befittings. Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i said, غَايَةُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ بِاللَّهِ الْإِيقَانُ بِوُجُودِهِ تَعَالَى بِلَا كَيْفٍ وَلَا مَكَانٍ. It means, the ultimate belief in Allah is to believe with certainty that He exists without a how or a place. This goes hand in hand with the statement of the great Imam Dhunnun al-Misri, who said, مَهْمَا تَصَوَّرْتَ بِبَالِكَ فَاللَّهُ بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكَ. It means, whatever you imagine, Allah is different from it. This is asserted by the fact that humans imagine what they are familiar with, which is a creation. In his book Al-Asma'u wa-Sifat, Imam Al-Bayhaqi narrated with a good chain of narrators that Ibn Abbas said, تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي ذَاتِهِ. It means, ponder about the creations of Allah, but do not ponder about the self of Allah. So it is important to state that the firm conviction that Allah is clear of similars and containment in places does not fall under the forbidden pondering about the self of Allah previously mentioned. We do not argue about Islam in a sinful way when not truth, when no truth is defended, or when one is ignorant about the rules. The one who knows the truth may defend it. As for the person who is ignorant, he must not dispute about the truth. Some scholars said, the ignorant sets forth to mend, but instead he spoils. Then At-Tahawi said, we do not sinfully dispute about the Quran, and we profess that it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the speech of the Lord of the worlds. The trusted soul, Jibreel, came down with it and taught it to the master of messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is the kalam of Allah ta'ala. None of the speech of the creation equals it. We do not say that it is created, and we do not oppose the Muslim Jama'ah. So the trusted soul is Angel Jibreel. He is in charge of bringing down the revelation onto the prophets and messengers. The Quran is the book revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not composed by any human, angel or jinn. When the term Qur'an refers to the attribute of Allah, then it refers to the eternal, uncreated, and incomparable attribute of speech that does not resemble the speech of the creation. We do not reject or deviate from the Muslim Jama'ah, which is the Islamic scholarly consensus, Ijma'. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يجمع الله أمة محمد على ضلالة. أخرجه الحاكم في المستدرك ورواه الحافظ ابن حجر. أخرجه الحاكم في المستدرك ورواه الحافظ ابن حجر في أماليه. It means Allah does not make the nation of Muhammad agree unanimously on a false matter. Ibn Hajar and Al-Hakim narrated it. Then At-Tahawi said, we do not deem any member of the people of the Qibla a blasphemer because of a sin, unless he deems it lawful. We do not say, no harm shall befall the believer who commits sins. This statement contains a refutation of the deviant group, the Khawarij, the renegades, who deem a blasphemer any Muslim who commits an enormous sin. The author's statement also means that the Muslim who commits suicide is not a blasphemer unless he deems it lawful. The rule is that it is blasphemy to deem lawful an act which is known by all Muslims to be a sin. On the other hand, we do not say the Muslim is not tortured for any sin he commits, as said by the deviant group, the Murji'ah. The Muslim sinner who does not repent of his sins may be forgiven or punished by Allah. Then he said, we hope for the believers who show good deeds that out of his mercy Allah will forgive and admits them into paradise. However, we do not ensure that they will be safe, and we do not profess that they will be admitted into paradise without torture. We beg Allah to forgive the wrongdoers amongst the believers. We fear for them and do not consider them despondent. Any Muslim who outwardly shows good deeds is judged by us as an obedient person, for whom we hope the forgiveness from Allah and admittance into paradise. However, we do say that any pious Muslim will certainly enter paradise without any torture. Moreover, the ones mentioned specifically by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be in paradise will certainly be in paradise, such as the 10 companions and the Muslims who participated in the battles of Badr and Uhud. On the other hand, we do not consider the Muslim sinners who did not repent of their sins hopeless of Allah's mercy. We ask Allah to forgive them, believing that. At-Tahawi then said, deeming oneself safe from the punishment of Allah and despairing of the mercy of Allah, take the committer out of the religion of Islam. The right path for the people of the Qibla is to be in between the two matters. It takes one out of Islam to believe that Allah will never forgive a person because of the many sins he committed, even if he repents of them properly. One also goes out of Islam upon believing that no punishment in the hereafter will ever be incurred on a sinful Muslim, relying on Allah's mercy. These two terms, deeming oneself safe from the punishment of Allah and despairing of the mercy of Allah, have different connotations in the madhab school of Imam al-Shafi'i. In the first, one indulges in committing sins relying on the mercy of Allah, while in the second, due to the multitude of unrepented sins, one believes that Allah will definitely inflict punishment. Both are considered enormous sins which do not take one out of Islam. The correct feeling and belief is to hope for Allah's mercy and to fear His punishment. Both fear and hope are needed, just as the two wings of a bird are needed for its safe flying. We ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive our sins and to accept our good deeds, and Allah knows best.